Have you ever wondered what life will be like in 2,000 years' time? Our drama tonight starts with three shepherds. They're sitting on the hillside at night, overlooking Bethlehem. Some of them have been dreaming about what life may be like in our generation.
Uncle Mark?
Did someone call me?
Uncle Mark!
You'll have to speak louder, I can't hear you.
Uncle Mark!
That's better, I can hear you now. You young shepherds, you have to understand that we old shepherds are deaf.
Why are you deaf?
Huh?
Why are you deaf, Uncle Mark?
Huh?
Why are you deaf, Uncle Mark?
Oh, because I am a shepherd. I've spent too many years out on these wild hills. All this wind is not good for my ears.
Uncle Mark, I had a dream last night.
So did I. I had a dream too.
What did you dream?
I dreamed that I visited the world in 2,000 years' time.
So did I.
And what was it like?
It was really weird.
Yes, the horses had wheels instead of legs.
And people did not ride on the horses, they rode inside them.
That does sound really weird, freaky. What else did you see?
People had these little shiny things inside their hands.
Yeah, and they kept looking at them all the time.
And they never looked at each other.
I saw a boy who had one, and he said it was an apple.
I wouldn't want to eat an apple like that.
Neither would I.
What else did you see?
They had a food festival, and it was winter.
And what were they celebrating?
Pine trees?
Pine trees? Why were they celebrating pine trees?
I don't know. They just were.
But they did have lots of food, things I have never seen before.
They had a massive turkey in a huge oven.
Yes, I saw that.
And they had something called pie minces, or was it mince pies?
And what did they taste like?
I don't know. I never got to try one.
I was just about to try one, but then I woke up.
I wish my dream would come true. I would like to go to that place.
I would like to eat all that food.
If you want my advice, dreams don't come true. Let's get some sleep now. We have to shear the sheep tomorrow.
The three shepherds go to sleep. Suddenly, they're woken up by an angel.
Greetings, sleepy shepherds. Don't be so scared. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Now at this point, I should be being joined by a great company of the heavenly host who are going to declare something with me. Where are you? Oh yes, there you are. Nice and loudly, please, the words are on the screen. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those on whom his favor rests. Honestly, you don't sound much like a heavenly host. I think you can do even better than that. Let's say it again, louder. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those on whom his favor rests. That was a little improvement, but I still think you can do even better. One last time, please. Even louder. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those on whom his favor rests.
Wow, that was amazing.
Let's go to Bethlehem.
Yes, let's go and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
After you, little shepherds.
So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. I don't know if they took Jesus a baby lamb. That is the sort of thing you find in kid drama. But it is not mentioned in the Bible, so our shepherds are not taking one. When the shepherd had seen the baby Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
I've got to try and be less grumpy now.
That was the most amazing thing that has ever happened to me.
It was awesome.
Just think, we have actually been to see the Savior of the world. That tiny baby was God Almighty in human form.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Do you think that where we went tonight is what you dreamed about last night?
No, I don't think so.
Nor me.
What we saw last night had nothing to do with the Savior.
It was all about pine trees and food.
Would you have preferred to go where we went tonight, or would you have preferred to go to what you saw in the dream last night?
Well, there wasn't any food where we went tonight.
And I would have liked to eat some of the food in the dream.
But there is more to life than eating and drinking.
That's right.
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy that comes from God.
Wow. What you have just said is so profound and so true.
Thank you.
And somehow we have got to get to know the Savior, Jesus, who we saw in the manger tonight.
You're right.
And that will be the secret to knowing the righteousness, peace, and joy that you are talking about. Please say those words one more time.
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy that comes from God.